The Pentagon has no shortage of rules and regulations designed to enforce good cyber behavior. But DOD's chief information officer says that as of now, too few consequences are in place for users who violate the rules. As Federal News Radio's DOD reporter Jared Serbu says, that is about to change.
DOD CIO Terry Halverson says it's time for a new era of accountability in the Defense Department, something the military certainly knows how to do, but something he says has been seriously lacking when it comes to the topic of cybersecurity. Halverson made the remark speaking to AFCEA's Defensive Cyber Symposium in Baltimore, saying DOD needs to refocus itself on some cybersecurity basics.
How many of you have prior military experience in this, or currently in the military? But what happened if you negligently discharged the weapon? You got a little piece of paper that said, hey, don't do that again, right? Yeah, it was a little more serious. Now, I would argue today that the weapon represented by the network is far more dangerous, far more powerful, and can cause us more damage than the single stray shot from, I'll date myself here, the M16 or the 45. I think we're using 9mm and something else now. We've got to get the accountability level.
Halverson did not specify precisely what the new accountability measures would include, but he said they would be implemented by also making sure commanders are responsible for the cyber behavior of the users in their commands.
We, and I'll say me, have not put enough of this into the command channels. We have not done enough about educating the command channels on what they should be expecting, what's normal behavior, and what they're responsible for. So we're going to do a lot of that. We're going to go out, talk to the command channels, make the individual know, hey, we're really serious about this, but also talk to the commanders, because if we don't get the whole, and that's not just the senior enlisted has to be involved in that. That's where a lot of this starts. And then your civilian, your key civilian leaders in there have to be pulled in. We've not done a good job of putting that whole leadership team together. I'll also tell you, I don't see that in industry either. This is a national issue, and I want to keep focused on that. We've nationally got to do better with this. We've got to raise the bar nationally.
Halverson says uniformed service members and DOD civilians should also expect to see changes in how they're trained and tested on basic cyber safety measures. The current methods, he said, mostly surround mandatory once-per-year online test modules that he asserted don't make much sense. So, he says the rest of the department will begin adopting a more continuous evaluation method, first piloted at the Defense Information Systems Agency.
And I don't think doing it is a one-hour shot where I tell you, and all your goal is for that one-hour shot is how fast can I get to the answer sheet and get done so that I'll get that certificate that will get me not have to worry about this till next year. Not the best environment to learn. So what this has done, and we're going to bring this into the DOD, is we're going to do some like continual testing. So you may just be at your computer, we're going to send out and get a question. If you answer it right, re-record that. And so you do well. And if you keep answering right, we like that. If you answer two or three of them wrong, I think it's more than, you know, just sending a note that says, hey, you got these wrong. I think we have to have like an intervention. You know, it might mean that seven of us get around that person's computer and show them, I don't know. But something specific, people learn that way. I would encourage industry, you ought to be doing the same thing. If you're not, that's how people learn. It's got to be specific. It's got to be something they see quickly, and it keeps reiterating. So we're going to do that within DOD.
But Halverson also made clear that many of the cybersecurity basics his department needs to address are functions of the ways its IT systems are designed and not the fault of users. For instance, even though DOD uses PKI credentials on common access cards as a two-factor authentication mechanism for many purposes, a lot of individual systems still rely on easily hacked usernames and passwords.
We have to kill passwords. Just kill them. Now, we use the CAT card. That's not going to work for everybody, and I understand that. Because industry, you got to be doing the same things I'm doing. And I got to be doing the same things you're doing, or this whole ecosystem doesn't work. So the other reason I want to talk about basics, and I'll keep drumming on that, that's something we can all get to. And I hope it's something we can all agree on. I just think we better have a national discussion on basics. This is a national problem. We've got to solve it, because as much as we at DOD are getting better, we're still vulnerable. the commercial area, and I don't mean everybody who's in the IT business, but commercial area, the entire rest of the sector is more vulnerable. That's not a good place to be. So how do we get rid of passwords? I think there's lots of technology. We need to start partnering on how to do that. There can be different types of tokens. Maybe we're into biometric two-factor authentication. I don't know what the answer is, but passwords isn't the answer. They're just too easy.
Halvorsen did not announce any timelines for the password eradication effort, but he indicated the department is very serious about it and that there will be almost no exceptions granted for programs that want to continue to use them for user authentication.
You're going to see us come out and probably pick a couple systems that are going to tell us we can't get there. We're going to say, no problem, you can't stay here. And that is going to cause, and I suspect there'll be some impact to that, but for too long we've been too easy with the waivers. So we're putting in some new waiver authority that will frankly go through Mike Rogers as the operational cyber commander, and then to me for a review of the resource impacts, that will be the waiver chain. We've talked with SecDef and DepSecDef. We said, you know, these waivers are probably going to cause some screens. And their answer was, we'll buy better plugs. So for all of you on my side of the table, know that that's coming. We've got to do that.
Halvorsen says department IT leaders also shoulder some of the blame for cybersecurity weaknesses because of their relative slowness in applying security patches to various software packages once they're released by their respective vendors. He says by most measures, DoD actually does a good job of ensuring most patches are distributed throughout its networks, but the process simply takes too long, mostly because of additional checks the department layers on to industry's own recommendations.
There ought to be a way that we could test some of this stuff together. Maybe we use some of the DoD cyber range capability. Maybe we use some of the commercial capability, but we've got to figure this out. We're not going to have money, all of us, to go out and buy all these separate ranges that we need. How do we maximize the use of our capability today, all of us? So if you have thoughts on that, I'm interested in hearing about those. I think we have to do that. Within DoD, I think we have to change the risk math a little bit around this. Our math to date has been, we're going to completely test the patch, like for every alternative before we deploy it. I think all the data I have tells me that's not the right way to go forward. Test it enough, deploy it, and fix what you might break. Now, are there some exceptions to that rule? Sure. Do I want to do that with, say, a missile system? Probably not. But that's a small part of the domain. For the biggest parts of the DoD domain, we ought to be rolling the patches out as quickly as we can. This is doing some great work on that. Industry's doing some great work on that. We need to merge that and figure out how we're going to do that.
In Baltimore, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.